evening. This is K2HME. Name here is Dwayne.
I just check out my radio, make sure it's working. Thank you. My name is Ken. I'm located near Landrum, South Carolina.
In your backyard, I am actually leaving a friend's house in Inman and heading home to Lyman.
Well, we're not too far apart right now. Yeah, I live over here on 3910 Highway 414.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm over on right off 357 in Lyman, so I'm kind of real close to Greer.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the area over there. So, name here is Ken. So, just peddling around. Can't keep up with the dates, times, or anything else, and my sight's just about gone. Can't read or nothing else, or...
You can push a button on a mic and have a conversation. That'll work, right?
Works like a charm.
How long have you been a ham?
I got my ham license when I was in the service. And that's been about 1949.
You've seen a lot of changes over the years. I've only been a ham since 2000.
Been a ham for a good while. So I was down in Panama for about 2.5 years. Got my license while I was down there.
Cool. That's very good. We just, I'm actually the proctor for here in Spartanburg County with the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club. We had 25 people test on Tuesday night.
Hey, congratulations. That's good.
Biggest we've had in a very long time. We've had 16, 18, something like that. Never broke the 20 mark, and that I'm aware of. But 25 in, gosh, and I've been doing this for many years now.
Not a testing situation, but my sight got so bad I couldn't drive on this, that, and the other, so I had to give it all up. So, I've been a ham for a good long while. Got my license while I was down in Panama.
Great. You still have that same call sign?
No. Don't think so. I've been so long now, I've forgotten. I don't think I had it seemed like I had a tactical call sign.
So when you got your call sign, was it... It wasn't a U.S. call sign then, was it? I thought maybe you might have got one from Panama.
Well, everything down there was under the auspices of the U.S., so everybody's in the same category down there.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That's, for me, I'm relatively new. Well, I'd say relatively new, 21 years. But, I'm just, the radio I've got now, I got a couple of months ago used, but it looked like brand new in the box. And it's an ICOM 5100A, and it's, or D-ish. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's got the D-Star on it, and I haven't taken the time yet to play with that at all.
Got a year old, March 20th, so I'm coming right along age-wise.
Yes, you are. That's pretty cool. 10 years, you'll hit the three digits.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be still alive and able to kick around. Haven't had a driver's license in a good while, but ham license is still good.
Be able to see you do that, right?
No, that's right. I thoroughly enjoy my ham operation.
Jeff?
I got tired of fooling with it, and I got to where I couldn't operate my low band rig. worth out, so with a lack of vision, I couldn't do much with it. So I sold my low-band rig. They just gave up the low-bands altogether. All I'm on now is 2 meters and 220 and 440.
Now, do you use those with IRLP some other service that also works over the internet?
Don't think so.
IRLP works, and I don't know if we, I'm assuming we've got a repeater nearby, but yeah, hook it up to your computer and away you go. And I think there's EchoLink and there may be WinLink. Gosh, I know there's some others, but CQ100 I think is another one too.
But I'll hang on to the one I've got till I kick the bucket. Then I'll turn it over to the good Lord.
That'll work.
I'll take care of it from there on out anyway.
Made that promise, that's for sure.
Everybody has a good night tonight and a good day tomorrow. And we'll hopefully be around here for another net here in a little bit.
Yeah. What time do net starts at 8? Don't know that I have a 2-meter hooked. I've got a 2-meter antenna up at the house. I just haven't done a whole lot around the house with 2-meter. I've been working more, getting more familiar with HF.
Yeah, I used to really enjoy my low band rig, but got to where it was a pain to wear a neck to try to copy anything, keep up with everything since the site got so weak. So I'm still squinting to see what I'm doing here this evening, but I'm hanging in there. Can't do much soldering and work and repairing and things like that anymore, though. Can't see how to do it.
Understand? Yeah, that is unfortunate. But you know, with now the big screens that they make, hopefully that helps you see the frequencies a little easier.
Okay, well, good to hear from you this evening. I will sign off and listen out for the net here after a while. We'll see you folks down the line. WA4BBW, Ken, near Landrum, South Carolina, clear.
Well, good to make your acquaintance, Ken. K2HME.